You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Email to get to. This guy said, hey guys, I'm a longtime listener from Boston. Wouldn't be able to get through every morning if it wasn't for you guys. I have a problem though, and it's a big one. I knew to come to you guys with it as soon as it became a thing. So here we go. I work for a government job for a wealthy town, pretty much just to make ends meet while I commute to a local college. I don't have long-term plans with this job because to make good money here, you got to be at the top of the totem pole, which is nearly impossible. But here's where things get interesting. A very nice middle-aged woman who was pretty much at the very top of our branch and makes boatloads of money wants to bang me.
Oh, wow.
I know this because it started off with her flirting a little bit here and there. Then it turned into her going out of her way to talk to me about random stuff. Then her asking me to go out for drinks. But mentioned to me to keep it on the down low so no one finds out. Couple of issues. She is in her late 40s, early 50s. I'm 21. I also have a girlfriend who I'm devoted to and wouldn't want to hurt. What do you guys think I should do? I'm not big into women who are older than me, but this could be a fun thing. Should I go out with her for one night in the hopes that if all goes well, maybe I'll get a promotion slash raise? Should I do it for fun because I know I won't be around much longer? It'd be a good story when I'm older. I'm stuck on where I should take this, and I need your advice.
Well, he doesn't care about the girlfriend that much.
Yeah, that's obviously not real devotion.
No, he's not as devoted. Yeah. Maybe devotion is
the definition of the word devoted.
Yeah.
Well, how devoted can you be at 21?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, I don't honestly think you should be that devoted at 21.
I don't think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They may think they are for a minute, and then they're really not.
Yeah,
they're
really not.
Just enjoy life.
Devotion. I will say this. Yeah. There's probably more of a chance of this, like, blowing everything up in your life as there is you getting a raise out of this deal.
Yeah, you probably won't get much out of it.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's probably more of a story than anything.
I think she just wants to bang you. I don't know why you would think it would lead to a promotion or a raise.
Yeah,
you're going to blackmail her? Is that your end game? Because that's probably the only way it may work if you try and threaten her and with sexual harassment or something.
Right,
and
which then is also illegal.
Right.
Blackmail. Yeah.
So don't go into it that way.
You also have to, you'd have to really do a great job. Or then everyone will, like, she's going to tell everybody.
No, she won't tell anyone because she can't say she had sex with her 21-year-old
worker. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But your job might be in more jeopardy if you do a bad job of banging
That's
her.
What I mean.
I never thought about that. Like, what if you fail?
An off night.
You could bang your way to a demotion.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, there's just as much. It's real risky. So to me, the only thing you can do is you're like, I don't really care about this job. So if I lose it, who cares? Which I don't think is the best scenario while you're trying to go to school.
No one here's ever done that, right? Not take the boss thing out of the mix, but like bang someone quite a bit older than them.
That's a lot older.
Yeah, that's a lot older.
Right.
So she's severely messed up. So you're playing.
Well, she's
looking
for just one thing, a very young,
yeah, I know, what
workable
I know,
tool.
But you're dealing with someone who's a mess in the head.
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah, because I remember when we were in our 20s and my buddy like went after someone. She was 32. Oh my God. We were like, she's ancient. She's oldest girl we've ever seen. And she was 32 and we were 23. You know what I mean? It was like,
that is a funny thing.
It's crazy how you look at it when you're young.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing. But like 21 and like early 50s,
I mean, you're talking like a 25-year difference. Are she upper 40s? Or
it says late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah.
So like third, it's for the 30 years.
Too much of an age.
Yeah, like when you didn't exist.
Exactly.
For half of their life.
For a whole lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say it's not worth, unless it's just simply you want to get with an older woman. Don't do it because you want to get a promotion or raise. If that's your end game, don't do this.
Right.
Because chances are that's never going to happen.
No, it's
so
more.
So don't screw things up with your girlfriend just because there's a chance you could get something. But if you're not real serious with your girlfriend or not as devoted as you say you are.
He's not, no.
Then just, and you want to experience an older lady.
I mean, it is your chance, this will most likely never come up again. You'll never get a chance to have sex with someone 30 some years older than you that you, I guess, find attractive in some way.
Maybe,
you know, I mean, that just those odds are that's crazy, a crazy difference.
I agree with Lisa, though. There's a lot. This chick's messed up. The boss is messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so, I mean, you could open yourself up to another whole world of drama.
This is why I feel like it's TNT. Like, it's like everything about your life probably will be messed up by this.
Yeah,
but
if you want things to get wacky.
Yeah.
Because if you're good, she's not going to want just one trip to the oil well
there. Yeah. Right.
She's want to keep going back to that. But if it's bad, it could also be another.
I never thought about that.
But at the same time, he's just a vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
He's a human vibrator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he even cares about that part.
No, I don't think so either.
It does just crack me up to keep. I keep going over that part of my head like I'm wholly devoted to my girlfriend whom I love. Thinking about cheating on her with older lady.
Yeah.
Okay, so many people are saying he should go for it.
Yeah.
I say do it. I'm 30. Best times were with a 42-year-old. Cougars all day!
Well, he'll learn a lot, I'm sure. He'll learn a lot.
Like, what kind of tricks does she have?
22, banged my 32-year-old supervisor. To this day, the best oral. And others.
Sure. I mean, I get it. Like, there's an upside. The upside is a story. The upside is, like, sexual, experience. The downside is
your life turns upside
Lisa's
down.
Lisa's right. Her brain's probably a mess. So, like, what are you going to deal with, like, post-banging? Like, is she psycho? You don't know.
I think she is.
Someone said if he turns her down, she may hold a grudge against him, though. Yeah, but that's better than the outcome of the other thing.
Oh, I think he's in a good spot right now because, like, she's just been flirting with him for a long time, and he's obviously just brushed it off. It would be like him taking that crazy step of, like, yeah, let's go for drinks.
Is she married?
He doesn't talk about that.
Another messy part of it.
I would assume not, but, I mean, that's just an assumption.
Who knows?
Yeah. Someone asked, what does she rate on a hotness scale? I was 21, someone else said. Bang my friend's mom, who was in her early 60s. Did it several times. I would recommend doing it for the experience and story. Hashtag Team Cougar.
Yeah, I mean, it is something, you know. It's a thing. Especially if, like, you know, one of my friends was really into cougars. Like, that was his thing. And so for him, it was like something he couldn't pass it up.
I'm probably the guy in the room that has banged someone with the biggest age difference.
Well, yeah, because you were 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Because you were sexually stupid.
That's why I wouldn't recommend it, because I would take it back if I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, at the time, I was like, sweet, I'm having sex.
Right. But you have to look at it like double it up. So, like, whatever age you are, you have to double it up. So if you were 25, they'd be 50. Right?
Yeah.
If you were 30, they'd be 60.
Sure.
Like, it gets...
I was 13, she was 26.
It gets wacky.
Yeah.
Double your age gets real wacky fast.
Yeah. You know, and the realization of that only came on this show. Because, like, for years, I just...
You thought
it was normal? I didn't think it was normal. I just didn't think it was as crazy. Like, had sex with an older woman the first time in Ireland, whatever.
Yeah.
But then as we talked through it through the years, almost like therapy sessions, I was like, Jesus,
yeah.
She took advantage of my wee body.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too young.
You were 13.
Yes. I was playing with Transformers. So.
I remember, I didn't know, and I was in here with you guys, and it just came up, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
You were 13, David?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, wee David.
Oh, hey, my.
David. Wee David had a wild summer in Ireland.
Yeah.
Little did my parents know when they were sending me there for the summer that
maxed out 6 credit cards and banged an old lady.
So did. I got into massive credit card debt.
He did. He had a wild.
Massive.
That was wild.
At 13?
That's the wildest Dave's ever been.
Gave me
13.
A visa.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yep. And it didn't at that time, right? It didn't. It took forever for Visa here to realize that I was charging there. By the time they caught up here, I was way over my limit they had given me.
Because you at some point you were just like, well, listen, I know I'm probably maxed out. they'll tell me when I'm at my limit. That was your belief system. That was your belief system.
Just stop working. Yeah, that was at my limit.
And they just were like, you know what? Let's just keep extending him.
That was all the same summer.
Yes, that was the summer in Ireland.
That's why I bought my
credit card. I thought the credit card was later.
It might have been.
No,
I don't know.
That was the same summer. Yeah. My parents helped me get story. It. But I had a bank account there.
I think you
there.
Could, like, by law, get a credit card.
Technically, it was under my name, or if it was under
my... It's probably under their name.
It was my dad's the same name as me, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was probably...
You're a badass little 13-year-old.
He destroyed
that was the most badass I've ever been.
At 14, I'm no longer a virgin, and I'm
heavily in debt.
The best part is, too, the credit card is probably what got him laid. He's probably using the credit card at the bar.
No doubt.
And the older woman was like, oh, man, this guy's got it together. He's got a credit card with a huge limit. I'm going to bang this guy.
Yeah.
That's what I bought the trench coat with, which made me look older, which got me into the bar, which got me to meet that woman.
It all goes back to the credit card.
It does. Don't get your kids a credit card.
Your parents are great people, but yeah, they just were like, here, go ahead. Go.
They had no reason not to trust me then, right? And I didn't do, I mean, besides screwing a 26-year-old, I didn't do anything crazy that summer.
Right, yeah. Right.
A massive credit card debt and screwed a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
Outside of that, nothing crazy. I just had my Irish cousins are to blame. They shouldn't have let that happen
to
me.
They were supposed to be watching over you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my cousins were in their early... Some of my cousins were in their early 20s. They were supposed to be like, oh, we did it. You can't go with her.
Yeah.
They were like, wait, on we? Oh, we go. You never know what will happen. We'll come by later and get you. And they did. And that was all done by then.
Hmm.
That's a story you never see on a Visa commercial.
No.
No, my God, no. Visa.
It's everywhere you want to be.
It got me laid at 13.
One trench coat.
$100. Check. 25 drinks.
Goes through the list.
Half of a hotel room. Priceless.
Oh, yeah. No, that is not the commercial they would ever do. Tom is with us here. He's got a comment. Hey, Tom, good morning, man.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Back in the wonderful world of disco, I was a DJ at a couple of clubs. And I was out trying to pick up the women and what have you. Hooked up with a woman that was 16 years my senior. What a learning experience.
Oh, I bet.
What a learning experience. At 18 years old, a 34-year-old woman, she can teach you an awful lot.
Yeah, and I mean, that's,
And so your sage advice, Tom, is he should nail her.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. He's also a DJ in the 70s, which I can't even imagine what kind of cocaine-fueled sex everyone was having back then. It was a wild time, right?
Yeah.
I'm a DJ.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
He's playing Saturday Night Fever and banging everybody.
Oh, that was a wild summer, Dave. You got to make a movie, man.
Nah.
I mean, outside of that,
it was pretty boring. I just had a couple of crazy nights. The rest of it was just hanging out with my Irish cousin doing nothing. Helping my uncle open up his Irish restaurant every morning.
The debt.
So it took me. But, okay, I will say this.
It changed your whole life, honestly.
It
turned you into responsible Dave.
Down, responsible financial Dave.
Yeah.
Because I realized, oh, you can't do that.
Yeah. Well, plus your dad was going to kill you. You had to pay that stuff off.
How a 13-year-old Andy would handle massive credit card debt.
Same way 20-year-old Andy.
Same way 30-year-old Andy did. Dodging cops. Woo! Whoa! Matrix that one.
This one, I was 21, banging a 47-year-old state trooper.
Woo.
Never been written a ticket in Rhode Island since then. Pretty much got a get-out-of-jail-free card. Well, that's an upside.
That could have went bad, too.
It could have, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
25, had sex with my 45-year-old high school teacher. Once when we were drunk and once when we were sober, it was completely worth it. Everyone thought we were doing it, I guess, while I was in high school. So when my friends found out, it was no surprise. I'm now 33. I've got no regrets.
Yeah, I had a buddy who went through and banged all of our old high school teachers. You know, like everyone that every high school teacher that people thought was okay, he got as soon as he like he ended up going to school, becoming I think a teacher or whatever, and
yeah,
so had an in and banged them all, just banged everybody.
Just went through a list, huh?
Yeah,
this guy said banged the HR lady at work and got all the perks. She was much older. You shouldn't be banging for perks.
No.
I don't know. It's not.
In that email, too, he didn't say, like, she was hot or anything.
No, he didn't. No, it's
but
like.
But in order to have sex with her, I'd hope, I mean, I hope he'd be a little attracted to her.
Yeah, he'd have to. He's, like, considering it.
So. At 21, he might just be able to just, power through it. I didn't know what well, I was
but
like.
If you're not getting enjoyment out of it in some way.
Yeah, it's not
worth
it.
I don't know
it.
If he, you know, I don't know if he'd be considering it.
All he said about her, a very nice middle-aged woman. I think you'd say hot if it was hot. A smoking hot.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say very nice.
Very nice.
I think she's very nice.
He just wants to do it for the experience, I guess.
I think it's about trying to get a razor.
Oh,
that's
then,
what
yeah,
it is.
Then he shouldn't do it.
It's about the job.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't
because think. You have, yeah, there's no sign here that anything positive is going to happen to your job.
And really, in all
her.
Reality, if this woman was someone super hot and that he was attracted to, he wouldn't be emailing us.
Yeah, he'd just have done it already. Yeah,
he would have already banged her.
Yeah.
One more call here. Anonymous, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Good morning.
So this guy's trying to figure out if he should kind of ditch his girlfriend and bang his boss, who's in her late 40s, early 50s. He's only 21. What's your advice?
I would say absolutely do it. When on my 19th birthday, I ended up reconnecting with my middle school guidance counselor, who was probably about 15 years older than me. Best birthday, best experience I've ever had in my entire life.
So you were how old? How old was she?
I was 19. She was probably about 15 years older than me. I ended up reconnecting with her at a party.
Yeah.
Banged her at a party.
What was so amazing about it? She just taught you things, or what's the deal?
Just that she was older than me, and that she had some kind of authority over me when I was younger. So it's kind of like a... I don't know,
double, yeah, again. Like a double edge.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be wrong, but now I'm legal and she's legal, so it's not wrong. So it's kind of cool,
right?
All right, man, bang the boss, man, bang the boss.
Yeah, yeah,
thanks for chiming in.
Boss.
Yeah, we're
hashtag
all saying
bang,
we're
bang
all
boss.
Saying no, and all the listeners are saying do it.
Yeah,
so
well,
decide what
he
you
has.
Do.
The one thing on his side, he doesn't care about the job. That and that's the only way you can do this.
He doesn't care about the job?
He doesn't.
Because then why would he try to do it to advance?
Well, because he wants more money.
Okay.
He would take more money, but at the same time,
cares.
He doesn't care about... Well, he said it right off the bat.
He doesn't care about losing it, but what's the point if his motivation is for the job? Then,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, he's also... His penis is doing a lot of the talking in this email, I think.
But,
where he... Because the penis will do anything that he puts his mind to.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird. I see like a 75% downside with a possible 25% upside, which is mostly just a story to tell.
It's a good assessment.
Right.
You
An
know?
Experience.
That's it. Like,
and
I don't
worth
see
ditching
any
your girlfriend for
raise. I don't see any raise.
No, you're not going to get a raise or a promotion out of it.
No.
You think very highly of yourself. You think you can bang your way to a raise and promotion.
Yeah. No, one day later in life, when he's like 55, whoever's on the radio here, he'll be able to call them and say, I banged this 51-year-old chick at work. That's probably your best case scenario.
Yeah.
You have a story.
It'll be Bob and the Robot in the morning.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Bob and the Robot.
Cyborg and the Cyborg.
Yeah.
All right.
They're awesome. Yeah, they're so
you
funny.
Can always reach us if you have an email, a question, concern, whatever it is. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do that.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've been talking about the craziness in Hawaii.
Oh, like with the lava?
With the erupting volcano.
Yeah.
And how it is so hard to believe that people are just sticking it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're like, well, let's hope it doesn't get us.
No, like, I think 30...
So it's a small area, right? That's...
Well, I think there's like 10,000 people in the community.
Yeah.
I thought I'd heard that. There's 10,000 people living in that community where it's
like,
being affected.
Jesus.
No, I saw there was like a lava lake bed that just like collapsed in on itself and like... New lava came
Jesus.
Up, and it's like,
but it's not
seem...
all of Hawaii or whatever.
No, no, no. Like, it's just no, like no. a little.
Yeah, that's what I mean when I say.
Yeah, like not all of Hawaii
but
has to leave.
That's how some people try to make it out like it's like...
Well, speaking of idiots, though, we had that guy who was hit by a piece of flying lava on his balcony and shattered his leg below the knee.
Yeah.
The U.S. Geological Survey actually had to take a break from giving serious updates about the volcanic eruptions to confirm to people that they should not roast marshmallows over these scorching hot volcanic vents.
I mean, because it would cook a marshmallow, but isn't it also like sulfur?
Yeah,
it can't be good
bad.
For you. You don't
like, it's
eat.
Not good, right? It's poisonous gas.
Yeah.
So we'll finish the story
middle
here.
Middle of the earth.
We want to know, what warning did you give someone you never thought you'd have to give? Like, you never thought you'd have to tell someone, no, you can't roast marshmallows in a volcano, you idiot. What's the warning that you gave someone you never thought you'd have to give?
Right.
1-855-954-6969 is toll free, or 46969 is the text. So, yes, they responded, the U.S. Geological Survey, to someone who asked about it. They said, after repeated requests, we want to let you know that it is not safe.
Mm-mm.
Please do not try it. Not only would it be unsafe, they said the marshmallows would simply taste bad. The vent could be releasing sulfur dioxide or hydrogen sulfide, which both emit that, like, poop odor, right?
Yes. Rotten I mean, it might be smell. The most disgusting s'more you've ever made.
Yeah. It's yeah. gross.
Your s'more tastes like poop.
I believe this s'more tastes a little bit like a fart.
They said you would all could also get a pretty spectacular reaction from eating it.
A reaction?
Oh, like maybe... you break out or something?
I don't know.
I had thought that some of the gas, like in high concentration, could like kill you.
Yeah, I'm sure it can.
From a
or even the heat
vent?
Of the gas itself. Yeah.
The heat, right? Or it just could open up more and
no,
you'd be
I think there's
in.
Like a poison too. And there's something about like when it hits the water too that you have to watch out. There's something, some kind of weird phenomenon you have to watch out for.
Oh.
Someone said, I had to warn my dad that his big toe turning black was, in fact, an emergency.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a big black toe.
Well, it sounds like diabetes.
That's a dead toe.
Yeah. Diabetes.
Yeah, but that could lead to a dead foot. Anything on my body starts to turn black, I'm rushing to the hospital. Well, as a white man.
Yeah, yeah. Only one of my parts, if it was starting to turn black, I'd be like, this is good. And that ain't going to happen.
I'm liking where this is going.
Oh, my.
goodness.
That's it. That is it.
Larry, we're wondering the warning you had to give someone you never thought you'd have to give.
Oh, my.
I had to tell somebody not to touch an electric fence.
Oh, don't no. touch that.
But why? Like, they were going to try?
They don't think it's powerful.
Not that they were going to try. After I told them, they touched it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They pissed themselves.
They did it anyway just to see what it would feel like. And I said, you know, under the right conditions, you would be dead right now.
Were they electrocuted?
They just did one of those... You know, like when you're touching, when you go to touch something hot, you like lick your finger and then touch it to see how hot it is.
Yeah.
They did one of those, you know, just like a quick in and out. They didn't actually grab the fence, but.
Right.
I don't know what's wrong with people today. There are more warning labels on things than back when I was a kid. I guess we weren't that stupid back then.
Yeah.
Oh, there was some definitely stupid among us, but I think it's getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've said before, we say all the time on the show, that it's just the world is becoming dumber.
Yep.
So that's why there's warnings on every single, like a warning
and
on
and
an
also,
iron.
And also, I think we're trying to save people at a high rate.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't be trying to save as many people. If people want to go out and walk on the lava, you should just let them walk on the lava. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Thin marshmallows.
Thin the herd.
Yeah, go walk on the fresh lava.
Right. I do believe at that. Dish soap looks like Gatorade. I wonder if I should drink that whole bottle.
Oh, yeah.
It don't taste like Gatorade.
It's burning. It's burning. I work for a veterinarian. This person said, I had to warn a client that just because her dogs were from the same litter does not mean they will not breed. She replied, but that's incest.
Why?
Oh,
they are pets, madam. Yep. Cam, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. What's the warning you had to give someone you never thought you'd have to give?
Helicopter.
Helicopters.
It's a helicopter.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
So I work at a country club, and it's a very hilly golf course. And we had a new worker that didn't understand the concept of gravity. And so we just had gotten brand new golf carts. And there's a pond by one of the hills. Mm. And so this person just drives up, and I'm watching him, and I'm like, huh, that just doesn't seem right. And all of a sudden, she didn't put it in brake, and that thing went straight into the pond. The fire department had to come. And this type of person is one that would, you know, stick a knife in a light socket. Just that type of a person. And I have to warn everybody now, and that was the day we almost all got fired. So.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
Sure.
Yep. Put that old parking brake on.
Yeah.
Push it down all the way.
Someone said McDonald's has to warn people every day that coffee is, in fact, hot. Well, that's because they were sued and someone won a ton of money.
Yep.
So that led to a ton of stupid warnings, I think. That one incident with the cup of coffee led mm-hmm. to a mm-hmm. ton of ridiculous warnings, because then people saw how much McDonald's had to pay out. They didn't want to be involved in a stupid lawsuit that an iron burnt someone or, yeah. you know, whatever it is.
But, you know, like one of McDonald's worker poured a whole pot of coffee on my sister. So,
Jesus,
you know what I mean? Like it happens there. They're not the smartest. You know what I mean?
Had to warn a coworker not to use his hand to unclog a lawnmower.
Oh, God.
He is so lucky to have his hand.
Jesus. Oh, the blades are all locked up. Here, let me give it a... Uh-oh.
Oh.
Jesus. Had to tell my mom she couldn't take 4 to 5 Benadryl like my 125-pound dog does.
Yeah, it is weird that dogs need a lot more of it than, like, humans
need. Yeah,
it clearly
says on the package how much a human should take.
Yeah, no, you can't. Yes. Yeah. You think one pill makes you sleepy.
Told my coworker...
Five.
You'll sleep forever.
I don't know what you want.
Told my coworker, hey, don't put that ice in the deep fryer. It will literally explode.
Yeah.
They did it anyway. Whole cup of ice in, covered head to toe in grease at 400 degrees. Oh, God, how are they doing? Are they alive?
Well, yeah, they're alive, but they got some marks.
Yeah. I don't look like Deadpool, do I?
Yes, that's exactly. You look like Deadpool.
Ice and grease, man.
Yeah,
that'll have to be the warning label. We'll have to be like, shoot. You could look like Deadpool,
right? Exactly.
So people will understand.
Yeah,
put a picture of Deadpool.
This could be that's you.
Oh.
You're saying I could be a mercenary for hire.
No,
quick,
no.
Give me the most ice you can find.
I'm going to turn out like Deadpool.
I'm going to Deadpool myself.
Yeah, I'm going to get magic powers.
Yeah, that could back, you know.
Right. People. Yeah, exactly.
Do I get a cool suit?
Yeah, you got to watch it, I guess, these days, Lise.
Ninja swords?
No. Swords. Just the skin. Just the lack of skin.
I've been pretty sweet with ninja swords.
Ian ninjas. Is with us. Ian, what warning did you give someone that you never thought you'd have to give?
Well, I was supervising new shooters at a gun range. Ooh. And a fellow was practicing, and every time he'd take a shot, he'd lift at the muzzle of his gun, just poke his chin over it to get a good look at his target. I didn't want to scare him, so I waited for him to put it down and had to warn him, don't put your face over your muzzle.
No, no, that is how you die right there.
Oh, my God.
Right,
that's
like
that.
That's
how you do it.
Yeah, I can't imagine at a gun range. I'd be terrified at a gun range. I would.
Yeah.
Anyone can go.
My dad literally works at one, and he said, these guys, they're like, some of them are military dudes. Some of them are like dudes that are trying to do that whole like contractor thing. He said it's insane how many people don't know about safeties on guns and how much he has to be like, whoa, Jesus, God.
Yeah, I think your butthole would just be like super tight the whole time working at a gun range.
Severe anxiety working at a gun range?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said, too, they work at a shooting range, had to warn an Asian guy not to go change the targets while other people were shooting.
Oh, my God.
But he walked out anyway, he said.
I don't care about you, stupid shooting. I need to change it. Come on.
What?
Yep.
A man peed on an electric fence, and the power jumped to his penis. Dead.
I didn't think that worked. I thought they did it
on Mythbusters.
Yeah, it was on Mythbusters that it wouldn't work. Who knows, though?
Either his penis dead.
Oh, he might have got a shock.
Because that's how it ends. His penis dead. but his jumped to his penis. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Pete on that electric pit, hit penis dead.
Hit penis dead.
Yeah, it's tough. It's really
words
tough sometimes.
Three words you don't ever want to hear together.
His penis dead.
Yep. His penis dead.
What's the story, Doc?
His penis dead.
Oh boy, his penis dead.
Angela, the warning you gave someone you never thought you'd have to give.
The penis is dead.
I work for a vet's office, and somebody called. There was a down power line that they thought hit a rabbit, and they wanted to go over and get the rabbit so that they could bring it into us, and we could save the electrocuted rabbit. I had to tell them not to go near the down power line.
Oh, sure. Oh yeah, so no, sure. That rabbit's gone. Yeah.
Power lines get a lot of people, you guys.
Yes, yeah, they do, because they're just like, ooh, that's a sparky wire. Wow, I bet I could grab it. You know what? Let me grab it.
Wait a minute. Remember that cartoon electric bug.
Okay, hold my hand first.
All right. Let's do it together.
All right, here we go.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, his penis dead.
Yep. They did. They had to make a cartoon. There was a cartoon here that was like a little Louis the Electric Bug or something.
Yeah, there was.
Like, don't go near power lines, you dumb ass.
I did a science experiment. One of my, grade school science projects was just pure electricity. It was just live electricity running through this big board that I made of a city.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the most dangerous thing you've ever seen in your life, and there was no one there to stop me. Like, no one said, fifth grade kid,
don't
you
do that.
Should not have live power lines on a thing, and I was like flying this steel airplane into it.
Oh my God.
And it would spark and send off sparks, and everyone was just like, yeah, that's great. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but this
pretty
is awesome.
Sweet, right? Yeah, that's right. I burned myself about 7 times.
Me and my boyfriend at the time, she says we're about to give up each other's virginity. I had to tell him that his dong needed to be hard before he put the condom on.
Oh, well, you know, he's trying.
He's trying to figure it out.
He's just trying to figure it out.
This isn't working right.
Let's get this thing on.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You'll have to help me.
Warned my coworker that they shouldn't stick their hand in the deep fryer after dropping their keys in.
Oh, my God.
She did it anyway.
Oh, that's it.
Deadpool hand.
Yep,
yeah, you got a Deadpool hand.
Oh, you think you'd just have a Deadpool tip of the finger, right? I mean, you can't.
Yeah, like, I've heard of that, people plunging their hand in a deep fryer before. It's like
on purpose?
Live leak type stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So you think it would just be like, when they're like, oh my God.
Well, then they deserve it.
You deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be that warning.
Had to warn my husband not to start a chainsaw between his legs.
Oh my God. Christ.
I guess.
His penis dead.
Mm-hmm.
He dead. Yeah.
His penis dead.
Carl's with us. Hey, Carl, how are you?
His ball's dead.
Good, yourself?
We're okay. What warning did you give someone you never thought you'd have to give?
They gone.
I do pest control for a living, and I just walked out of a person's house with a respirator on, treated their apartment for bed bugs, and said, you can't go in there. It will hurt you. Oh, you water it down as they walk in and slam the door behind me, in front of me. Walking into a room full of pesticides that needs to dry and air out.
Oh, that is.
Yep, just let them die.
Rest in peace, lungs.
Yeah. Just.
What do? You get in the warning.
Yeah.
Only so much you can do. I learned this when I was young, Dave, moving into my own apartment. I didn't realize this, so I got to say that. My bad. Someone said I had to explain to my coworker not to mix bleach and ammonia. I just thought I could pour every chemical down the toilet.
I did the same thing.
I had never cleaned a toilet before. I had never cleaned a bathtub. Yep. I threw every chemical I had in there.
Your mom didn't teach you.
Mom didn't teach me.
Yeah.
And it was a tiny little bathroom in my first apartment.
I don't think my mom even knows.
That's the time I passed out for hours. Like, I woke up, remember, on the bathroom floor, like, oh, what happened?
Oh my God. You literally should be dead.
I should.
Like, from that. I remember I did it. It was the same type of thing. I was like, I don't know, I think I had Comet. Whatever that stuff is that's like gritty.
Yeah,
and I poured it all into the bathtub. I wanted to get it nice and clean. And then I was like, ooh, this cleaning product in, I'll throw it in there. And then I left and I was like, I could smell something.
Yeah.
And I went back in there and I was like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, this is bad. And I just turned the shower on and then ran.
I think mine was the same. It was a bathtub and it hit me right away. Like it was like you'd breathe it in and you felt it like do something different.
Yeah.
Like it was like I was like, oh, God. Oh, no, Jesus.
I, like, ran out of there.
Yeah, man.
It's bad.
Someone said had to warn a buddy not to eat a stripper's bits. He did it anyway. Got the clap.
Mm.
Had to tell my dirty ex to keep her tongue away from my backside. I have irritable bowel syndrome bad. Oh, you never think you'd have to tell someone that.
Just stay out of there. You understand? The door is to remain locked.
Mm.
I had to warn a coworker you can't just put gasoline in a diesel truck because it's cheaper.
Oh.
Mm. Diesel.
Mm.
Come on now. I often wonder, but you can't. It won't. I mean, obviously, he didn't go to do it because it doesn't fit, right? There's design for idiots, I thought. I didn't think you could physically fit the nozzles into those.
I think you can.
Oh, I think you can. Yeah. I think you can.
I thought it was designed so that it stopped idiots from doing that.
No, I mean, like, it's designed in a way to where it's way to the left. It's green.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, like, super different.
Yeah, it's super different.
What has I got a super gas? Yeah, let me put that in there.
Ooh, I'm going to put that in there. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it looks the same to me. I guess I've never really picked it up and analyzed
it. Someone said that once, though, that it was different, like it wouldn't go into a regular...
Well, maybe the diesel won't, but if you're that little normal gas one should fit in almost anything, right?
No, but I think the diesel one will fit in any... I thought it would. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I never picked it up and looked
because
at it.
Well, because there's a lot of normal trucks that are just diesel, too, so...
Mike, a few more quick calls here. We're wondering, what warning did you give someone that you never thought you'd have to give? Go ahead, Mike.
I had to warn my coworker not to touch one of those giant dinosaur turtles that you see on golf courses.
Don't touch him. He did?
I turned around to look away to go back to my job and, like, instruct him. Turned it back around. He's about to touch it. And I yelled at him. He looked at me, took his finger.
Yeah.
Oh, I got him, huh? Yep. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
God.
So, well,
right off.
Someone said the diesel pump is bigger.
Is it?
So it may not fit in your... You probably could go the other way around. You could put gas in a diesel, but you
so
can't
dumb.
Put diesel in a... Mm. In a gas. Someone said, I'm a case manager for the elderly. I had to warn one of my clients that he could not wear his oxygen mask and light a joint at the same time. Weeks later, the oxygen mask blew up in his face.
Oh, yeah. Kaboom, huh?
Deadpool. Senior Deadpool.
I love that that is now a thing.
Deadpool himself.
I had to warn the new guy not to look into the clogged tip of a power washer.
Oh,
the damage that
God, he took his eye out.
Well, I would shoot right back into your brain.
Eye stuff freaks me out.
Oh, you can't deal with
the
eye stuff?
Like how you have the ankle thing and the sports injuries.
Yeah.
Somebody about to do something to their eye.
Eye stuff freaks me out, too.
Oh. You ever seen, like, the eye pop out by mistake?
Yeah.
You're like...
I saw a guy get hit so hard that it broke his orbital bone and his eye was, like, hanging by the eye string that's in there. That eye cord.
Yeah. You don't want that.
Looking at your tits, like, with one eye. And
oh, Lord.
Mm.
Stop it.
Oh.
Come on.
No, it's no fun.
Noah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's your comment?
Hey, I was on a group of Boy Scouts a little while back, a couple years ago, and it was a bunch of stupid kids around a campfire, and one of them decided, hey, I had to warn him not to throw shotgun shells at the fire.
Oh, my God.
See, and that's the problem, though. There are idiots around us.
Yeah.
Right? Even though I may know that idiot didn't, and the next thing I know, I'm shot by a fire.
Listen,
shot me.
Yeah.
Like I said, I watched a video of, like, there was a boat, it capsized, and unfortunately, like, everyone was being sucked into something. It was not good, right? And then, like, it was like a tour boat, and this other tour boat, the driver decided to go back over where, like, to try and rescue, like, a couple people, and I just thought about being one of these people that's on this tour boat, because the idiot drove over, and then his boat capsized, and then they all died. And it's like, you may die because of some other idiot.
It's terrifying to think about.
That's all it takes. And one more call. Darren's with us. Hi, Darren. How are you?
Hey, guys. After burning one in the park one day, I had to warn my buddy that kitty cat that he wanted to go chase was actually a skunk.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And, he actually went and chased it and just got sprayed, man.
You can be that high, you think a cat's a skunk?
I think so.
Yeah?
Or you think a skunk's a cat?
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be.
Different.
That guy was.
They do.
That with drugs. That guy would have chased that skunk whether he was sober.
You
as,
think that didn't play it, the weed didn't play a part in it? No, the weed didn't play a part.
No,
he was that dumb anyway.
Just dumb. Just dumb.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.